joined on the live line by 4th District Supervisor James Gore. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you feeling the morning after, sir?
Well, it's crazy because I don't think a lot of people are surprised, right? You know, there was on the side of Democrats, they wanted more. They wanted something, or I'm a Democrat, you know, like a Beto O'Rourke or Abrams. And
some big landslide.
Kind of like
yeah.
But on the other side, it's, you know, for a lot of people, it's not bad to have checks and balances. So you got a house that's now going to be able to, you know, check. And when I was in the Obama administration, that happened after the first 2 years. And the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, you know, Republicans took the House, and then it was a divided government for the next 6 years. So it is kind of the way it is.
Yeah, it is kind of the way it is. And, of course, a lot of us are wondering, you know, Democrats are thrilled to have the House back, naturally, and wondering whether there will be cement feet involved on both sides now that the two houses are not joined by the same party, or whether, and President Trump was talking about it this morning, there seems to be some stretch of a reach, some bit of a reach across the aisle. Can we actually work together in D.C.?
Well, shoot, when I was out there and it went through that process, the House really starts to grind down on the administration. They don't let them, they don't let them move. They say, hey, if you're going to create a new program or cut another program or whatever you're going to do,
yeah. We
want hearings, we want oversight. So it slows down. It slows things down. But once again, it is a check. So anything that comes forward, you know, the House is a very unique system. You know, the majority really dictates what people can even vote on. So, you know, the Rules Committee and all these esoteric laws. You know, but I'll tell you, it's the way democracy was originally intended to be set up. You know, the House was always, by having two-year elections for everybody, was supposed to move with the will of the people. And the
great
Senate,
idea.
Supposed to be, you know, more stable and more deliberative. And so I'll tell you what, I mean, it's just going to be a mess. You know, this is, if people are going to start just, you know, I mean, I lived in D.C. for 8 years, and Beltway fever, everyone kind of gets locked into their own world out there. And they're just gonna fight for another 2 years into the next election, and we'll see if they get anything done. But I'm excited to see, you know, a good check, and we'll see what happens.
What are you happiest about, Supervisor Gore, with last night's local election?
Oh shoot, I'll tell you. There was a couple things locally. Our parks.
Measure M.
70% people in Sonoma County voted for parks. That's really a vote for the community. That's not something that just comes out of regular government funds. That's, if you value that, you vote for it. And people here do. And that's a gem of our entire system. And it's something that's really about equity, that allows all kind of individuals, regardless of socioeconomic status, to be able to enjoy the outdoors, whether
or not
you have a big lot of land. And then on the other side, the roads, you know, measure, the voting down of
Prop 6.
Prop 6. And the reason I say that is because there's no other way to fix this stuff than to invest in it incrementally. So, you know, Pat, if I can just, you know, 10 seconds on this. You know, my neighbor and I just did a lot line adjustment. And what you have to do when you change your property lines a little bit is you have to pay your whole property taxes for the year.
So
I have a house on 0.8 acres. My property taxes are $11,000. He has 6 houses on 5 acres, and he pays $1,000. So this all goes back, all of these government funding programs, these sales tax initiatives, all of these bonds. People say California are all over the place. Well, in 1978, we decided to flatline property taxes. And so everything got more expensive except that. So welcome to California.
Yeah, that is a striking difference, though. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I had a similar situation with a neighbor of mine in Kenwood. It was really shocking to me. But, okay, so we found out what you're happy about, and what are you unhappy about? What's the thing that you wish happened that didn't?
You know, I'm not unhappy. I'm happy. I just, going into the holidays, I'm not going to go there. You know, people came out and voted. I went to the Windsor poll. I took my kids, my wife and I did. We made it we have them put our ballots in. We talked through stuff. The people in Windsor at the polling station, this was at about 7:30 p.m. We were the last ones there. They said they hardly ever have new voters. They had hundreds of new voters. It was packed all day. I mean, to me, that's a good story. I don't want to get into the Machiavellian, we, they, onward.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a sort of an adjustment of the voter turnout once everything is counted, because I know we talked to Bill Rousseau yesterday, the Registrar of Voters, and he said, well, I think it's going to be about 80% turnout. And, of course, then this morning the numbers are far lower, about 50% at this stage of the game. But he thinks that will probably kick up to about 75% by the time all is said and done. And those are pretty more than respectable numbers.
Well, they're amazing numbers. And if you look around the state, it's more in the 40 to 50% tack, which is a good turnout for the state, or excuse me, the nation was was what they were tracking towards. And I like the governor. I'm excited about getting to work. Our state is the fifth biggest economy in the world, and our counties in many ways have bigger budgets than entire other states.
Yeah.
Some of the Dakotas and other things. So, California has to get its house in order always. And, we're kind of a cacophony, but we're also, for all the people who talk about, like, I'm tired of California and I'm going to leave, I say, go ahead. I know a lot of people who are still coming here and I want to stay.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to stay too. I agree with you. It is going to be, it's going to be an exciting and a challenging time for Sonoma County over the next couple of years, to be sure. And you will certainly be a big part of that. Supervisor Gore, thanks for being with us this morning.
Appreciate your time, Pat.
All right. It is 9:43 at KSRO. A reminder that two things. We've got a red flag warning that kicks in at 10 p.m. tonight and lasts through 7 a.m. Friday morning. So that's a pretty good long stretch. And with that in mind, PG&E is saying that there is a possibility that they will shut power off tomorrow in some locations, the most vulnerable of locations. They haven't been specific about that yet, about the neighborhoods involved, but they could be shutting off power starting tomorrow. And that's because of that red fire or red flag warning and the fire danger because of those winds. We will talk to PG&E tomorrow morning as well as the National Weather Service to find out what kind of a stretch we are actually going to be in. So that's upcoming.